get to the storm that is posing the most serious threat, and that Hook Echo is it's wrapping in just south of La Mira at this time. This is a very serious situation. If you are in northeastern Dodge County, I hope you are in your safe location and your severe weather plan. We have a very well-defined area of rotation, observed tornado, and what's called a Hook Echo. It's right through here. The tornado would actually be located right through here. So just to the south of La Mira by probably just a mile or so. Let me see if I can get a track on that. Again, confirmed tornado on the ground with this one. And it was really obvious from the radar information that we had. So just getting a look at this, about a mile and a half to the west-southwest of La Mira. That's where we have this very well-defined hook in the radar reflectivity. I want to see if I can sample this from the Green Bay radar site. Maybe not. So safe. You need to be seeking shelter right now. This is looking to pass near La Mira. La Mira, you need to be in your safe location. Byron, Wacoosta, and Auburn. This is going to be crossing. It might have just be on top of I-41 right now. It's currently 612. Just for your reference, this is far northeastern Dodge County as 41 cuts down into that sliver of northeastern Dodge County. It's likely there's a tornado possible crossing 41 right now near La Mira. And if not, a tornado on the ground. We've had one observed here. Now, I do want to just take a step back and take a look at what we have for some other areas of concern.
Yeah, they just came right here, and they wanted me to let you know that there was plenty of lightning starting to develop and is now reported into southern Winnebago County. We can see it on our Oshkosh Skycam. So that heavy band that might have even produced parts of that tornado over Mayville, the far northern part of that cell is actually starting to make its way into northern Winnebago County. So
what camera are we looking at right here? That's Oshkosh.
Oshkosh, yeah.
Okay. New tornado warning for Fond du Lac County. This is separate from the tornado warning I was just talking about. Brand new tornado warning now for northwestern Fond du Lac County. This includes Ripon, El Dorado, Friendship. Those are the communities right now that need to be seeking shelter. This is a radar indicated rotation. Frankly, this rotation has prompted, three or four tornado warnings already coming out of central Wisconsin from the Dells and then up into Green Lake and Marquette counties. Let's just kind of see what they're seeing here. So this would be an area near Brandon, just west of Brandon. Near Brandon, you need to be seeking shelter, and then Ripon and El Dorado.
Plenty of rotation coming through just southeast of Ripon right now. Looks like potentially some kind of rotation in that area.
Yes, so what we're talking about is right here near Brandon. So Ripon, you need to be in your safe location, El Dorado, Lamartine as well. This is what's prompted the tornado warning. That area right there, right through here. And get you back to reflectivity so that you can understand what you're looking at. Often in sustained severe weather coverage, we're going to flop and switch between what you typically see is this, right? When you're looking at a weathercast and we show you the radar or tracking storms, typically it's reflectivity. We need to look at the velocity to see where the wind is actually rotating. And so you can maybe follow along with us as we're looking at this in real time. Sometimes this has to be done. It's kind of the behind the scenes look at what we're actually trying to look at. So priorities right now, Fond du Lac County, we have tornado warnings in the southeastern portion of your county and then the northwestern portion of your county. Fond du Lac, the city of Fond du Lac itself, not in the warning, but I would treat it as such right now. I mean, you are surrounded by tornado warnings at the moment. And it's a serious situation coming into southeastern portions of the county, especially, and then what's on top of and near Brandon and Ripon. That's what we're in Rosendale, Friendship, all of those communities in those locations, especially Rosendale, Ripon, Brandon, North Fond du Lac, those are the areas. Friendship, those are the areas. If I just called out the community or one that you lived close to, make sure you are giving a heads up to those friends and family to get to a safe spot. Or if you are there, you need to be in a safe location. Now, all of this coverage is found on our website. We're streaming there. We're also streaming on our Facebook page. And so you can take us with you as you go to your safe location, provided you have internet access and your cell service is working. You'll be able to follow along with this right from your safe location. And that's the benefit of the technology that we have right now is it's not just television. And so you can find us on our website. Just type in WFRV.com. It'll redirect you to our website. You can also find us on our Facebook page and go into your safe location. We're going to stay with this all the way straight through the expiration times and when that threat is clear for you. So we are we're in a pretty serious situation for Dodge County, which is now moving into southeastern Fond du Lac County, and then the northwestern portion of the county, perhaps not as intense by radar, but still at least rotating at a rate tight enough to where the Weather Service has deemed a tornado warning should be in place for north and northwestern portions of Fond du Lac County. Again, that runs until 6:45. The difference between the two warnings, one's radar indicated, meaning we're just looking at the radar information saying, okay, there's enough rotation there, we need to get a warning out that we could have a tornado, versus observed, that one coming out of Dodge County going into the southeastern portion of Fond du Lac County. That's observed, that's been on the ground, and we are, I unfortunately think we're going to hear about some impacts from that, especially from Juneau up to Mayville and now crossing over into far southeastern Fond du Lac County.
With that right now is that there was just reported severe thunderstorm wind damage right where that observed tornado was in Mayville. So just north of that, Lamira is seeing a current wind damage from those thunderstorms. So you're right on the money with that. Looks like that's now tracking northeast.
Okay. I'm just taking a look off camera here of what we have for greatest area concern crossing over into Fond du Lac County. Lamira, Ashford, Campbellsport, Byron, Eden, those, Wacoosta, those are the locations that need to be seeking shelter right now. Get to your safe spot. When we say that, not everybody has a basement. But if you have a basement, that's going to be absolutely ideal. You're going to make it through with no problem if you're below ground in this situation and these types of spin-ups. If you don't have a basement, you need just to get to your lowest level of your residence and get to a bathroom and get away from windows. If you are in a situation without a basement and you get into a bathroom, cover yourself up, blankets, pillows, that sort of thing. If I'm calling out your community, that's what you need to be doing. Lamira, Ashford, Campbellsport, Byron, Eden. It's currently 6:19, and that warning runs until 6:30. Now, I would anticipate the Weather Service to extend that warning more likely to the north or northeast, which could put the city of Fond du Lac in play, which seems actually at this point where this worst of this storm is passing is just to the south of the city of Fond du Lac. But we need to watch that closely. Essentially, Fond du Lac is surrounded by...
This is Julie Wild with 1280 WNAM. We're going to check in with Chris Mehring to get an update regarding tonight's Wisconsin Timber Rattlers game. Then we'll come back to our weather partners at Storm Team 5 for severe weather coverage. Chris?
Thank you, Julie. We are in a weather delay here, as you might expect, with all of the severe conditions out in the northeast Wisconsin area. The tarp has been on the field for about an hour now, and we are waiting for the rain to come through. We are expected to try to play tonight, so we are going to be in a delay at the start. We're going to skip the pregame show tonight and turn it back over to Storm Team 5 to keep you updated on the severe weather in the area. Julie, back to you.
Thanks, Chris.
Black Wolf. Southern portions of Winnebago County. I would be seeking shelter. You're underneath what looks to be a just a run-of-the-mill thunderstorm at the moment. We need to keep an eye on that very, very closely. Let's take our Oshkosh camera at the moment. It looks like we should have some sort of thunderstorm activity coming in, and there it is. So this is, we don't have our banner up, but this is our Oshkosh camera. We're looking into the storms right now that are moving in from the south and west. So we're looking south and west. These storms are moving north-northeast. And the first batch, this is actually not severe in Oshkosh, but this is what's coming in. And just behind that area of thunderstorm activity in Oshkosh that you're looking at live is a tornado-warned portion of the cell in northwestern sections of the county. Impacted Brandon and Ripon and probably passed just to the north of Rosendale. Pickett, heads up to you. Black Wolf, heads up to you. And obviously Oshkosh and Black Wolf and Pickett, no, that's not too far from that camera location that we're just showing you there. So that's what we're looking at. Our camera location is right as the Fox River empties into Lake Winnebago on the north side of the river, just for reference. That is where that's located.
With Sherrod County, which is now seeing some development, this county is not under a severe thunderstorm warning, but there is heavy rain and even some lightning detected just north of Hancock, about to enter into where that tornado warning is active. Unlikely we would get rotation with this, but this development behind that bigger bulk of the system coming through into Fond du Lac County, into Oshkosh, and even into Winnebago County now, could potentially continue to come through, maybe producing more severe thunderstorm warnings. Unlikely that would be a tornado warning. Looks like the worst of it is out in front, already coming through. We do also have heavy rain, heavy downpours coming into now northwestern Outagamie County. So Clintonville about to enter into Shawano, heavy rain on the way in. These are not severe warned, but could potentially become that in just a few minutes as well. And I did just see a message here from our NWS chat that they are going to be eventually extending that severe thunderstorm warning that's currently in Milwaukee County up further north, which will likely make its way towards Sheboygan County here probably just within the next hour.
Okay, so you are camera view you're seeing is Oshkosh, and the radar portion that you're looking at is the storm that is of greatest concern moving to southeastern Fond du Lac County. If you are in that warning, you need to be in your safe spot. 623 currently. This has had a history of producing a tornado, very well-defined rotation that we could see moving through Dodge County into Juneau and Mayville. What's actually impacting our camera right now is technically not severe, but we have a portion of the cell coming out of northwestern Fond du Lac County that's going to be following what's blowing through Oshkosh right now that we really need to watch closely. If we can, let's flip the two boxes. Let's put radar in the big box and the camera in the smaller location there. And looks like we got, okay, so this is just an extension of that warning that we've been following. And we've been following this for what feels like at least a solid 30 or 40 minutes for this particular storm, could be longer. And the concern here, obviously, is just the way that this storm is so organized that it can hold together. And so locations that are in Campbellsport, like Campbellsport, Byron, Eden, you should be in your safe location. Now this is getting leapfrogged forward into western Sheboygan County and even further into eastern sections of Fond du Lac County. Look how Fond du Lac itself is surrounded by tornado warnings at the moment. This is a very, very close call for you. It looks like this would be passing just south of the city of Fond du Lac. You're not in any warning at the moment. You're not in any warning at the moment, but it is very close. And if you reside on the east side of Fond du Lac, I would treat it as if you are in the warning. So Doddyville, Calvary, Glen Beulah, Plymouth, Wacoosta, Auburn. Those are the communities next up that are more in the direct path of this storm that has had a history of producing a tornado and an observed tornado. Lex, any updates? It sounds like I got some issues with my mic. I'm going to try to get those resolved.
All right, here, I'll take over a second. So actually, if we still look at that, that whole batch of tornado warnings that are active over into, looks like closer to Portage County and to Marathon County, there was a second tornado observed just near Stevens Point. So if we move that over here, you can see that batch is slowly headed towards, it looks like into southwestern Shawano and then eventually into Langlade County. So those areas should be taking shelter here shortly. It's still not a tornado warning necessarily or even a severe thunderstorm warning issued for those areas, but we do have a heavy batch of rain coming through Bear Creek into Clintonville with two observed tornadoes into Portage County. Now that small little part of that tornado warning still clips into northwestern Shawano County where another batch of showers are coming through. And on top of that, where we are seeing development with that batch of showers and thunderstorms, there is a severe thunderstorm warning that is still in place for Marquette County until, let's see what time that goes in, until it looks like for about the next 30 minutes. Yeah, or at least in the next 4 minutes, that should expire as those cells are now tracking all into central Washera County. So coming back to the tornado warnings that are active into southern Fond du Lac County and into northern Fond du Lac County, that tornado warning into the southern half of Fond du Lac County should expire here within the next 4 minutes. Wouldn't be surprised if something was issued maybe just east of Fond du Lac County or even extending further north of where that current warning is active. That new tornado warning that is active into Sheboygan County will continue to take effect here until about the next half hour. Let's see if we can get that to connect here. There we go. So until about the next half hour, it looks like eastern Fond du Lac County, Sheboygan County does have a radar indicated tornado warning. So nothing observed just yet. Most of Sheboygan County is still quiet, so you still have time to kind of find your safe place at the moment. Keel looks like you're about to have heavy rain just within about the next 10 minutes. And same thing into St. Nazan and further north of that. Eventually we'll be seeing some rain here. Now these systems also have pretty strong hail core with it reported of about an inch. So that is something to think about as well. On top of that, looks like some potential maybe rotation coming through right around Eden. So that's where that tornado warning has been extended into Sheboygan County, along with that gusting winds upwards of about 60, 70 miles per hour at the moment.
So right now we have a very well-defined signature of damaging wind gusts coming through southeastern portions of Fond du Lac County. You are under a tornado warning at this time. You should be seeking shelter, and then the Weather Service has deemed more so like east central portions of Fond du Lac County into western Sheboygan County. You as well need to be prepared for this. It does look like this cell itself has lost its intense organization, which doesn't say, that's not to say that we're done with the tornado threat out of this by any stretch of the imagination. It's just looking back at what we call the velocity signatures back in through Dodge County, it was really wrapped tight, and this circulation has continued to hold together and move into southeastern portions of Fond du Lac County right now. And so again, Eden, Auburn, Campbellsport, all those communities right along Highway 67, you need to be into your safe location. Now the new warning extends all the way into actually western Sheboygan County, so Plymouth and Elkhart Lake and all of those communities in between, you need to be seeking shelter. That warning actually goes until 7 p.m. Calvary, anywhere east of Fond du Lac. If you live on the east side of Fond du Lac, I would treat this as you are warned, because it's going to be very, very close to you, just out of an abundance of caution. Additional warnings that we have in play right now is central Wisconsin has been lit up with warnings, what feels like, again, over the past 60 to 90 minutes. A lot of small warnings on numerous cells that have come into play here into central Wisconsin. And this is as close as it gets for, let's say, Waupaca County, Shawano County, Langlade County. I would probably plan in the next moments for a tornado warning for you, just based on how this cell coming out of Eastern Marathon County is tracking. So Western Langland, you already have a severe thunderstorm warning, but I would plan on that potential as these continue to move north. Now, two things. As we wear deeper into this evening and the closer we get to 8, 9, 10 o'clock, our severe threat's going to go down. As we move these storms north, the severe threat should go down. That's because we don't have the ingredients like we do here, severe weather-wise, in central Wisconsin and just off into east central Wisconsin like we do. We don't have those ingredients up north like we do there. So that is good news in terms of the later severe threat for the Northwoods. As these storms move north, the trend should be for them to lose their severity. Still probably strong thunderstorms, but we should lose some of that organization. And the farther along we go in the evening, we should also improve things. And so we're kind of right through the worst of it right now. And right now, unfortunately, is Fond du Lac County, which is dealing with the brunt of this. We had two warnings at one time, in fact, for Fond du Lac County. Now we're just down to the main one. And now it's going to be Eastern Fond du Lac County, Western Sheboygan County. Those are the locations that you need to be seeking shelter. So if you have our weather app, you likely had a notification saying you are under a tornado warning, and you're going to have all the information that we're talking about in that warning. You can take us with you into your safe spot simply by finding us on Facebook. The coverage you have right now that's on television, the traditional TV, is also being broadcast on our digital streaming outlets, Facebook, our website, all of that. And you're seeing a live look at that right now as we are now into a different era. You can take us right with you into your safe location and have the very latest information as well. So we have a broad viewing area, of course. We're really speaking to the people that reside in eastern Fond du Lac County, east of Fond du Lac. It does not include the city of Fond du Lac. Rough storm, though, moving through for you. It's warned in terms of a severe thunderstorm warning. But the tornado aspect of this storm is in the central portions of Fond du Lac County. If you are in western Sheboygan County, or you have friends or family and relatives in western Sheboygan County, and I'm talking about Plymouth and Elkhart Lake and all of those townships and communities in between, they need to be into their safe location. We'll run a storm track right now. I'm just going to actually take a peek at the velocities and see if I have anything that is of concern. I can see it there. So right now, right near Eden, so Dodieville, you can see this is still holding together in a way that is still concerning, certainly. So Eden, just trying to get it to play into the Green Bay site. Okay. Now, just latest storm track on this now. We're assuming, Lex, that warning for eastern Fond du Lac County, do you have a movement on that?
Yes, let me look. Also, just to point out that if you remember from earlier, the tornado watch did not include all of our counties, and that tornado watch, so not the warning, has been extended into Marinette, Forest, Florence, and Oneida counties. Let's see. It's moving northeast at about 40 miles per hour.
40?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so we're going to plug in 40 on the storm track, and I'm going to go right on this area of rotation. I lose it. Okay, right there. Dodieville, you have about 10 minutes. This is going to move over very close to Empire and Dodieville, north of Wacoosta. Again, this is just one aspect of this storm. So it's currently 6:34. You got about a little less than 10 minutes. And then eventually into St. Cloud, that would be another area that I would just get ready. Even though you may not be in that warning, I would get ready for it. Well, you probably are in that warning. Mount Calvary, St. Cloud, Greenbush, Cascade, all of those locations. Dodieville, though, the worst part of this, the most intense rotation is another way to put it, most organized portion from a tornadic standpoint would be near Dodieville, Wacoosta as well, and Calvary. You gotta prepare for that. here in the next about 10 minutes, just shy of 10 minutes. And then obviously this is going to be shifting into perhaps southern sections of Calumet County and into Manitowoc County. So again, 635, you got some time. If you reside in Chilton and Brothertown and Keele and St. Nazians and Mimi and Newton, I would just get ready. Get at least staged that you may have to seek shelter here shortly, given that this cell, I think, is going to hold together strong enough to probably deem another tornado warning. Additional warnings that we have that are not in our area, but you need to watch closely, northeastern Portage County near Rosholt. That, if it holds together, could impact southwestern Shawano County. It would include Wittenberg and Burnham Wood. You're not under the warning yet out there in western Shawano County, but it could be close. Bears watching. And then eastern Marathon County, I hope this trend holds together, that it's kind of showing a weakening trend, but Anago, heads up to you. Elko, all of those common spots on 45, if you've ever traveled that corridor, you know them from Anago northward. Those spots, I would get ready. You're kind of in that staging phase as well of your severe weather plan.
Hey, Luke, I also just want to mention that we've had multiple reports of heavy rainfall coming through, which, no, it's not a tornado warning, but rain upwards of about 1 to 2 inches has been reported. And in the far western part of our current tornado warning that's active, just north of Byron, there was a report of street and road flooding. Roads and streets are closed there. Vehicles are stranded, so maybe not the best time to be driving right now. This is the time to seek shelter if you are in one of those active warnings.
If we can, let's double box this radar image and then our Oshkosh camera. It looks like there's a pretty intense cell moving through the still that Oshkosh location. It's not worn. No, it's cleared up quite a bit, actually. That's some good news there. If you recall, we were looking straight into that wall of rain coming through and wind. But at least at our camera location, which again, it would be right as the Fox River empties into the Lake Winnebago. Right as the Fox River empties, our camera's on the north side of the river there in the channel. So looking better, at least for the time being in the city of Oshkosh. Oshkosh, you are not under any warnings at this time. Again, that's a positive thing. Everything is happening just to the south and east of you at the moment. And really the main player that we saw in Dodge County when we first got that initial report of an observed tornado in Dodge County. This thing tracked right through and near Juneau and then up into Mayville, near Mayville, maybe the north side of Mayville based on what I was looking at. But all of those communities certainly had, or at least were under the gun for that really tight area of concern when that was rotating through. It's looking much more broad in its rotation, which is good. That's a good thing. You don't want it to be wrapped up tight and really intensifying. You'd prefer it to, if you're going to have anything, for it to be going the other way, and that's kind of what we're seeing. I mean, there's still damaging wind gusts in here and the potential for some tornadic activity. If it's going to be anywhere, it's probably going to be right in this neck of the woods between Wacoosta and Dodieville is where I would be. And you can kind of see how we had that flare up right there as well. So another scenario is it's not always just one local area of rotation, but rather it could be numerous spots that spin up briefly, dissipate, and then basically regenerate or at least have the opportunity to spin up another different area of maybe brief rotation. So Fond du Lac, Sheboygan County, we have a tornado warning until 7 o'clock tonight. The good news is that we have not had that update where we have, because it's still daylight, where we have, confirmed tornado on the ground in eastern Fond du Lac County. We don't have that at the moment. And I guess that's probably the best news out of the situation. But the storm has just had such a history and is still rotating enough that the Weather Service is still indicating that, we need to be warning this and certainly giving a heads up to these people. In eastern Fond du Lac County and western Sheboygan County as well. In terms of rain around the Green Bay Metro, we don't really have too much happening at the moment. Everything is Getting closer, we have a batch of thunderstorm activity moving out of northern Calumet, which is not severe. And then we have just plain old springtime thunderstorms in Outagamie County. These are moving into Shawano County. We'll have to keep an eye on all of this activity as it moves north. And then the real area of concern there is just off to the west into Marathon and northeastern Portage County. So 640 here on a Thursday night. We knew this was going to be an active night. Let's give you a broader view on everything here. And we'll recap the warnings here momentarily. Again, if you're in eastern Fond du Lac County, and in particular, Doddyville, Wacoosta, you need to be seeking shelter right now. And then Elkhart Lake, Plymouth, and Cascade in western Sheboygan County, you need to be seeking shelter. This is moving into your part of the county. But just to give you an update on, we had that update in terms of the expansion of the tornado watch itself. It now extends all the way up to the Wisconsin-UP border, so we added in the far north woods. That runs until 10 o'clock tonight. And just refreshing your memory on what a watch and warning is, right? A warning, like what we're talking about in Fond du Lac County and Sheboygan County, that's immediate action. You need to be seeking shelter. You need to get to your safe spot. We come out with basically a watch, which just means, hey, we're watching, we're monitoring. We have the ingredients in play. We know that some of these storms coming through could produce a tornado, and you need to just get ready. You need to be prepared as these storms come through. And as you see, that preparation needs to happen throughout much of east central and northeast Wisconsin tonight. That tornado watch runs until 10 p.m. So that's essentially telling us that our threat period should conclude sometime around 10 o'clock this evening. So it's currently 6:42. We've got a ways to go, and you need to be weather aware as we head through these evening hours, certainly as this line continues to arc up. Now, I want to show you how broad this storm system is. I'll take the lightning off just so you can actually see what you're looking at here. So we have this broad area of rotation in the clouds. That's not obviously tornadic. That's just an area of low pressure, especially in upper low. You can think of that as a cold pool of air aloft. And what that does, when we are really, really warm at the surface, we create a whole bunch of instability. And so we have the ingredients there. And you can see how this tail spirals all the way into that area of low pressure out to our west. And we have seen this for a couple days, and that's the advancement, not necessarily tooting our own horn, but that's the advancement in our modeling that can say, you know, on Tuesday, hey, heads up, we've got some strong storms that we're expecting. And not only that, we're expecting them on Thursday, but we can kind of give you a heads up on that timing, and we kind of had that 4 or 5 p.m. window up until about 11 o'clock window. So in reality, it looks like we're going to see this wrap up this evening sometime around the 10 o'clock hour. But still some nasty, nasty storms moving through south, I'd call it east central Wisconsin, into Sheboygan County and eastern Fond du Lac County at the time. But tornado watch till 10 o'clock now, basically everywhere. Let's get you back to the maps and show you what we've got there. Just an update on that. Now we're fully into eastern Fond du Lac County, city of Fond du Lac. You're in the clear with this particular storm, but it's just to your east. Just to your east at this hour. Have to watch what's happening down in Washington County. That would be just to the south of Fond du Lac County and into Ozaukee County and eventually Milwaukee County. We'll have to watch what's happening there. If these storms are indeed, you know, rooted at the surface, they should begin to weaken once they get over the lake. If they're elevated, then they could hold together even over Lake Michigan. And so that's when you got to take into play the stability of the lake. Will that help you out or not? If they're elevated storms, it doesn't really matter. Take a look what's happening off to the northwest.
Yeah, hey, Luke, been watching some rotation happening there up in, I think that's Marathon County, just north of Weston. It looked like we did have, in south of the town of Easton, looked like there was some brief rotation up there, and that tornado warning still goes for about the next 15 minutes, which is on its way finally starting to make its way into southern Langlade County. So there was a little bit of rotation with that, but it does look like behind that things are starting to slowly quiet down. But that tornado warning still active for about the next 15, 14 minutes.
Good news is that, as well, is that we don't have additional tornado warnings up north, like in Ironwood and down toward Minocqua. And so you make a forecast and you kind of hope it plays out the way you're thinking, and the way that we're thinking is the farther north these storms go, the weaker they should get, and then the deeper we go into the evening, the weaker they should get. So we just need to continue on and monitor what's happening here now over the next, probably hour or so. It's currently 6:45, and we should have a pretty good handle on if this is going to intensify. We're going to know within the next hour. Right now, we need to really take these storms seriously, though, that are warned, especially in Fond du Lac County. That's the storm. That's been the storm, I don't want to say the only one of concern, but it's been certainly significant. And we've been following this for a long, long time, ever since really it came out of Dodge County and it really started to intensify and ramp up. So you've been watching sustained coverage here on WFRV Local 5. We're streaming this on our Facebook page and our website as well. And, you know, there's multiple ways to find this coverage as we are going through an event. So we urge you to seek out those alternate venues and streaming platforms, because it allows the mobility of our coverage to go with you wherever you're at. Could be your basement, could be your safe spot, it could be maybe you're at the Ball Diamond and you're wondering if the storms are coming in for you. That's why we do this as a service to our viewers. And frankly, it doesn't matter if your community is 30 people or 30,000 people or 100,000 people. We have a duty to inform over our option to entertain with programming. So this is first and foremost the most important thing to cover here for this immediate term and in this evening. You know, all things considered, we get only a handful of these days a year. That's the good news. But this around here, the state of Wisconsin averages over 23 tornadoes for a year. Last year, we were well into the 40s on that count. And this year, we've already been tallying them up. And I'll tell you what, even if it's a brief tornado, if you are impacted by a EF0 tornado, maybe it's only on the ground for a few minutes, but your barn gets blown through or your garage is tore down, it's a big deal to you. And that's why we try to give as much heads up to you to prepare your property. Obviously, you can't do much to prevent it from being blown down or have destruction happen, but at least you can maximize your safety through that event and giving you an opportunity to get everything gathered up, hunkered down, tied down, so that you don't have the worst happen to you. So here we are, 6:48 now on a Thursday evening. Just kind of looking at what we have coming our way. We're going to stick with this through the expiration times of these warnings. 7 o'clock for that one in Marathon, very, very close to our western core of the viewing area. Then we have 7 o'clock expiration time for the one in Portage County. Very, very close as well to Wapaka County. I'm just going to go ahead and take a look at this storm, make sure that what we have is just looks like Rosholt. This would have passed right over Rosholt. Need to monitor that. Perhaps southwestern Shawnee County could be in play for that particular storm. And then back we go. What's happening here in Washera County? Nothing warned on it. Looks pretty disorganized from a rotation standpoint. That's good news there. And then we have just run-of-the-mill thunderstorm activity in western Fond du Lac County, and then just a beast of a storm coming through eastern Fond du Lac. Moving into southern Calumet County, includes Chilton and eventually almost to Keel. You can see on that far eastern side of that warning does not include Keel, but we need to watch that. If we're going to extend this, it's going to be into Calumet and southern Manitowoc County in terms of where this warning is going to be extended. Another 11 minutes to figure that out, and we will continue to monitor that for you as well. Just wanted to see how this is playing out in time. It's going to switch over to our velocity here to see if we can find anything that is too concerning. It looks like, I guess the good news is that this is looking less organized in time for eastern Fond du Lac County. Still a nasty storm, torrential downpours. Have not checked in on the hail.
Yeah, we have multiple hail reports here. Especially in, looks like into Waukesha County, headed towards even into Fond du Lac County. We have multiple reports of hail, upwards of anywhere between 1 to 2 inches. So it's pretty large hail that's come through, and even looks like we have reports of hail about to come through, or at least have already come through into Portage County, where they've had tornado warnings that finally has just expired, hanging on for at least the past hour there. Looks like heavy rain, and even with the small hail core headed into southwest Shawano County, just west of Tigerton right now.
Yeah, there's definitely a hit in, large hail core was west of Amherst. You were talking about that cell in Portage County.
Yeah.
Now, for our areas, you can see how it's ramped up, but it's moving more north than east. So right now, western Waupaca County, you look like right now you've got a few miles in between you and that hail core. Amherst is just off to the west of you. Hail, you know, with that big storm down in eastern Fond du Lac County, western Sheboygan, there's definitely some hail in there, but it's not as large, and there's not a defined core, about a half inch or less. So hail, although in the storm, likely not the greatest concern that I have for that. It's going to be the damaging wind gusts that we have coming through, and as this storm continues to move through, it's going to bring that threat of a brief spin-up tornado still at this time. All right, so it's currently 6:52, that tornado warning there, 7 o'clock. Just to give a heads up to our production control, we're going to get to 7, and we're going to see what happens with this tornado warning. If all warnings are allowed to expire, we are going to get into our CBS evening programming. And with the caveat that, of course, we're going to break back in and cover any sort of warnings that we need to if they're in our core coverage area. And, of course, if there's a threat perhaps coming into our coverage area as well. That's the game plan here. We just got to kind of monitor this over the next handful of minutes. Looks like we are at least losing the count. And seeing the count of tornado warnings go down in central Wisconsin, that's a good trend. That's certainly a good trend. They, at one point, looked like Wooden Portage County had 4 or 5 warnings at one time. It looked like they were really compact and small. I'm thinking I'm hearing a little thunder here outside our studios. Nothing to be concerned about for Green Bay or the Fox River Valley right now. Appleton, everything is either far west or just south. And as these storms continue to work north, I'm not seeing additional tornado warnings.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, just want to let you know, I do know that it, from the Weather Service, they did say that they will be letting the tornado warning expire at the top of the hour for Fond du Lac and Sheboygan counties. And if we go back to that observed tornado that happened over Mayville, what was that, just 30 minutes, an hour ago? Multiple trees are down. It looks like there's even some sort of building or structure.
Yeah,
that
it looks like a lot of farm.
That?
Yeah, definitely a barn blown down. We'll try to effort these pictures over to our production control, and we can share these again. This would be in Mayville, down in Dodge County, and that was really the same parent circulation and storm that has prompted this tornado warning in eastern Fond du Lac County and western Sheboygan County. So just plain old thunderstorm, thunder boomer right now here in Green Bay. I can hear it on the east side at our studios. Nothing of a severe threat here. We're going to get some heavy downpours and gusty wind, but you can see what's coming up. A lot of noise, not a lot of rain at the moment here in Green Bay and Brown County. Looks like we have heavy, heavy rainfall on 41 moving into in Wrightstown right now, Freedom and Lawrence, and the west side of the pier. That all passed through Kaukauna. Appleton a little bit of a downpour on your east side. Dry stretches at least for now down into Oshkosh, but we have additional thunderstorms just off to your west, not severe. And then a little tour up to the north. Looks like heavy thunderstorm activity moving into northwestern Wapaka County. That would include Iola and Scandinavia. And locations just off to the north of there would include in Tigerton eventually, Wittenberg and Burnhamwood. So do we have a new? No, that's not. That is not. Okay. I just had to.
No, that one's expiring.
Lost my orientation there a little bit. Eastern Marathon County, that goes until 7. So it looks like most of our area is going to be escaping that tornado threat for now. 7 o'clock is the magic hour here, coming up in about 4 minutes, where we're going to go back to CBS programming and regroup and monitor and get into a wait-and-see mode on these storms that come through. So I think, 7 o'clock now, most of this should be wrapped up over the next couple hours. I don't foresee a rapid intensification of this line. Of course, we'll have to monitor that, but the good news is I think we're gonna be able to conclude this coverage here that we've been in for a number of hours now this late afternoon and into the early evening at 7 o'clock, and we will get you back to programming here shortly. We unfortunately did preempt all of our local news coverage today, really beginning in the second half hour of the 4 o'clock show, all of the 5 o'clock, and now all of the 6 o'clock hour has been sustained storm coverage because of that observed threat of, well, it's not an observed threat, it's an observed tornado that came out of Dodge County. We have damage in around Mayville.
Hey, Luke, that tornado that came through in Dodge County, it also did produce damage to vinyl windows with hail ranging anywhere from 1/2 inch upwards to about 2.5 inches, and lasted about 20 minutes. So that was a big thing that came.
Yeah,
through.
That we're going to learn more about that as we get in through tomorrow on damage and people can assess. And I hope that storm was able to weaken enough as it made its way up through Mayville. Obviously, there's damage there. And then as it tracked off into far northeastern Dodge County and into eastern portions of Fond du Lac County. Right now, I'm not seeing too much in the way of organized rotation into western Sheboygan County, which is, just want to double check that before we say that with certainty. My iPad could work, there we go. Damaging wind gusts though, thunderstorm winds potentially near Plymouth and Waldo and Adel. Central sections essentially of Sheboygan County. Nothing that looks terribly tornadic at this time, and the Weather Service has confirmed that they are going to let that warning that's in place expire. We will have to watch though what happens as this storm continues to move into Calumet County. Calumet County, heavy thunderstorm for you right now, including Chilton and Brilliant. That is not warned. The cell that is moving through Sheboygan County has a severe thunderstorm warning with it as well. But I would anticipate they'll let this tornado warning drop in a matter of, about 1 minute and 10 seconds. And then we're going to have that continue as a severe thunderstorm warning for the city of Sheboygan, Greenbush, and all of basically northern portions of Sheboygan County. It would include Howard's Grove in the severe thunderstorm warning portion, not the tornado warning portion. So Greenbush, you are under that warning right now. I hope you are in your safe spot, Elkhart Lake, Plymouth. This threat it's almost over, folks. We just got to kind of hang on here for a little bit, make sure the Weather Service doesn't see anything else.
Julie Wild with 1280 WNAM. We are going to resume with regular programming as we wait on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers rain delay.
Shadow, shadow, moon shadow. WMAM, Nina Menasha, a Cumulus Media station. Find 1280 WNAM on the iHeart app and stream us now.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Representatives for Ukraine and Russia are in Istanbul for ceasefire talks. President Zelensky invited President Putin for a face-to-face meeting. But as ABC's Ian Paddle in Istanbul says, Putin's a no-show.
I think there are real questions about how serious Russia is about these talks, given the delegation that they've taken. The optimists would say, well, any kind of conversation, any kind of talks will be good. The pessimists would say this is Russia stalling once again.
During President Trump's visit to the United Arab Emirates today, the White House announced meetings yielded over $200 billion in new commercial deals between the U.S. and the UAE. President Trump's push to end birthright citizenship taking center stage at the Supreme Court today. The justices hearing arguments, appearing split over whether the lower court judges can block the president from enforcing his policy. The Los Angeles County Sheriff launching an investigation into rape and sexual assault allegations against singer Smokey Robinson. This is ABC News. Dramatic new audio from a police shooting in Fountain Valley, California earlier this year.
Newly released audio from police body-worn cameras tells a frightening story. Fountain Valley police had been called for a man trying to get into an occupied car. When they arrived, there was a foot chase and then a struggle. During that fight, the 26-year-old suspect wrestled a lone female police officer's gun from her, standing feet away as she was on all fours on the ground. The officer pleaded with the suspect not to kill her.
Please don't shoot me!
Her backup ran up and shot and killed the man as he was trying to steal her patrol car.
Put it down!
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Governor Ron DeSantis today signed a bill banning fluoride in Florida's drinking water supply, making Florida the second state to ban the mineral, which helps prevent tooth decay from drinking water. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. urged local governments to ban fluoride in drinking water. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
1280 WNAM welcomes the Wisconsin State Fair this August and a return of a fair favorite Sunday, August 10th with the Happy Together Tour.
Where the Turtles,
Jay and the Americans, the Cowsills, and more return to the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday, August 10th. And find your tickets and details at 1280WNAM.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women,
taking the lives of one in three.
That's more than all forms of cancer combined.
When we come together and go red,
the more power we have against our greatest health threat.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home?
Huh?
Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house.
Hmm.
But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more, or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. My why is diversity and unity, a safe space in my community, living with sincerity, giving every day my everything. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your why. Learn more at ymca.org for a better us.
Things should start to clear out and will actually stay clear and quiet all the way through the start of the day tomorrow. More fog likely to start off your Friday before some sunshine for the morning before rain in the afternoon. From Storm Team 5, I'm meteorologist Alexis Staniak.
The music you grew up with is still on the radio. 1280 WNAM.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
...1280 WNAM is the home of Wisconsin Timber Rattlers baseball.
And good evening, Timber Rattlers fans. Welcome out to Neuroscience Group Field. The severe weather has moved through from now, but we are going to have a postponement tonight. The Rattlers and the Beloit Skycarp will not play. The game has been postponed. We are going to play 2 7-inning games tomorrow. It's a doubleheader with game one starting at 5:10. We'll have a break between games and then be back with a second 7-inning game tomorrow. So no game tonight. Two games tomorrow, Friday night, starting at 5:10. We'll be on the air on WNAM with the pregame show at 4:50 and carry you all the way through game one to the end of game two. So we're going to turn it back over to WNAM for the regular programming, and when we come back, it'll be tomorrow, and it'll be a doubleheader. So let's play two on Friday for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on AM 1280 WNAM.
That Marilyn was found in the news, and it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long there would be. Goodbye, normal team. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawl. More than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long ever did. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
Tell a friend, 1280 WM.